Now, because of the last couple of sections, step number four, taking stock, is going to be quite easy for you to understand. So just to give you a quick overview where we've come from, we understand that it's going to be pointless working with anyone in a life coaching context if they have not made a decision to change something about themselves. Their attitudes, their actions, their behaviours, their beliefs, if they haven't made a decision to change the way in which they show up into the world, then there's nothing that you can do for them. And the only way that you're going to be able to see that they have made a decision to change is through the actions that they take. Now, if they're coming to you for life coaching, but yet are inconsistent in this, if they're not completing the exercises that you give them, if they're not taking your guidance, if they're not actioning the agreements that you make, then they're not committed. And if they're not committed, you've got to take stock now and assess whether this is the kind of person that you really want to take a risk into continuing on with or not. Because if you do, and they just don't action anything, they will slander you. Trust me, I promise. You'll be the one that gets the one star reviews on Facebook, on the Facebook business page and all that sort of thing. But taking stock on a personal level is about where we stop in life. So yeah, we've made a decision to change, we're taking action, we've committed to something, but sometimes in life we can commit to the wrong things, right? I've done this in the past. We just commit to the wrong goals. And it's not that some of the goals that we commit to that we would perceive as being wrong are necessarily bad. It's sometimes just a timings thing, all right? For example, year four of my life coaching, or year five of my life coaching business, I'd committed to building this online academy. And over a 12 month period of time, I'd spent around about 9 months trying to build websites, trying to make all this online marketing stuff happen, and it wasn't my area of expertise. Now, guess who ended up frustrated? Guess who ended up stressed? That's right, me. It wasn't actually until the end of the year when I had to stop and, my goodness, I'm so stressed. I'm so uptight. It's when we actually come to recognize that there is a problem inside of us. This problem's going to be stress. There's going to be some sort of emotional attachment to it, remember? We might be anxious, sad, depressed, stressed. The problem's always going to have an emotional attachment that's always going to be negative. So if we're able to read our emotions, right, there's something not quite right here, that's when we stop and take stock. And this is the complete ultimate expression of personal responsibility. Right, something's not working here. What am I focusing on? What am I prioritizing here that just isn't working? This is about now reaching a stage where we're self-reflecting, where we're developing self-control, we're growing in maturity, where rather than just looking for people or for things to blame, we're taking control of the process and, hang about, there's something that I'm doing here that isn't working. What is it? Because as we get good at taking stock, we can then become able to recognize the choices that we're making that may not be serving us in particularly effective ways. Now, I've shared with you some practical tools throughout the course, the Life Balance Workbook, that has our 7 main life areas all highlighted. And to be honest with you, you might think, yeah, well, I can't go back to that every single time I have a problem. But why not? All right, your problem is going to be attached to one of those 7 life areas, all right? So you can use that template just to get clear and take stock of specifically what life area it is that's causing you the problem. This is what taking stock is. It's about bringing perspective into our perceived problems. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be so simple, I promise you. So for me, taking stock is about evaluating and assessing what's working, what's not working, and then identifying potentially new opportunities. So when I realized I'm so stressed over this web thing, I stopped and asked myself some questions. Right, is this something that I really want to be doing? And the answer was no, it wasn't. Now, remember back in the core values section, one of the final core values that I explained and that I gave reference to was faith. Now, many people in life don't like the word faith because of the religious implications that's commonly attached to it, but I see faith as a good thing. Faith is just the opposite of fear. Where many people in life cling on to fear and use fear as an excuse, the reasons why they're not pursuing the things that they do, I use faith as the excuse for doing absolutely everything, for taking all actions. I'm going to take all action in faith of the best possible outcome, the best case scenario coming to pass, which doesn't always happen. But when it doesn't always happen, all I simply then do is take stock. Why didn't it happen? What can I do better next time? How could I improve? What new skills could I learn? Is there new goals that I need to set in place? Taking stock is just working about, just getting clear on where it is that we're at, where it is that we actually want to be, and whether the path that we're currently taking is the best path that's going to get us to our ideal end destination, if that makes sense. So again, how you apply this is entirely up to you. But if you are at some sort of crossroads in life, you know where you've come from, you know where it is you want to go, but you're just not perhaps quite clear on where you're at. This is kind of where we stop and take stock. We get back to the life balance questionnaire, we work out what's working for us, what's serving us, what's not, so we can then get on to step 5, ditching the junk, which I'm going to share with you more about in the next video.